Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
They chose somebody else over you, and now they're realizing that they've made a big mistake. They're majorly regretting their decision. And of course they're going to come crawling back to you. Of course they're going to come and misremember everything that happened and sort of spin it in a way that's going to appeal to you, because they're trying to do whatever it takes to get you back into their life. So they're gonna spin some narrative and come crying to you as if they weren't the ones who literally chose something or someone else over you, thinking that you weren't as valuable as you were. They thought that someone else or something else was going to be able to give them what you were actually willing and able to give them in that very moment. They didn't believe that in you because they're used to people lying. They're used to people coming into their life and giving off a certain impression and not being authentic and sort of manipulating situations and being more transactional. You're not like that. You are not a transactional type of person. When you go into a relationship, you're very genuine, you're very authentic, and you love hard. You're willing to give it your all. You're willing to manifest positive things for this person by looking out for opportunities for them, speaking positively to them, supporting them in their desires, and actually being able to help them execute these things and being able to have the network to bring all of this together. They just didn't see that value in you. They thought you were just like everybody else, putting up a fake facade, a fake image, but in reality, you really are who you say that you are. So now the decision is up to you whether or not you're going to allow this person back into your life. And I want you to remember how they made you feel in the first place. Remember that this person was never the one for you. They basically manipulated you into thinking that they were the one by love bombing you, giving you some attention, taking it away, making you feel like you've done something wrong, making you feel like you need to constantly prove yourself to them and show your value to them. They tricked you into thinking that you had to have them in your life because of their manipulation, because of the way that they play these mind games with you. If you look at who they are as a person, their values, their beliefs, the way that they operate, you'll realize that they were never on your level. They were never in the same field as you. They basically just cosplayed as somebody who could be in your life because they pretended to reflect back to you all of these things that you want in someone, but they weren't actually that person. They were just pretending. They were just saying it with their words, but if you really look at their actions, not only towards you, but towards everyone else and towards their life in general, they're not that person. They are not the type of person that you want to be around. So the fact that they chose somebody else over you, that was the universe protecting you. Because deep down, their subconscious could not let them fool you any longer. They had to sabotage the relationship somehow, and they did that by giving that commitment to someone else over you, by choosing the other person and putting them on a pedestal and making you feel so low. That was their twisted way of setting you free. But they didn't do this on purpose, obviously. They subconsciously sabotage the situation because the universe is always protecting you and making sure that you don't give too much of yourself to someone. And now they see that you're still winning, you're still leveling up, you're still living your best life. And the person that they put their energy on and they put their commitment on, all of a sudden it's not working out anymore. It's not what they thought, right? So now they're going to try to come back into your life and tell you all these stories about why they did what they did and, you know, all this turmoil they were going through and they just weren't able to communicate that to you. Babe, you have to have the self-confidence and the spiritual discernment to realize that they're lying. They're trying to play you to get back into your life, okay? These people that do these things to us and then try to come back, they're testing us. It's not because they realized and made so many mistakes and now they're coming back because they realized we're the love of their life or we're the person they want to be around. No. They're testing you to see if they can still take you down a notch and make themselves feel better. Because when somebody is not truly being authentic, they look at other people that are authentic and they assume that they're lying. When someone is a fraud within themselves, when someone is not who they say they are, they assume that everyone else is also a fraud. So when you're talking about confidence and you're showing up in this new way and you're being that new person, they want to test and see if you're being authentic, if you're actually confident, if you're actually who you say you are. And when you let them back into your life, that's you telling them, like, yeah, I didn't actually get that confident. Like, I know I'm saying I'm confident, but I'm willing to just let anyone come back into my life because I value other people's validation and attention more than doing what I know is right for me. Because deep down, you know that they're playing games. You know that they're not serious. You know that they haven't actually changed because you can see it in their energy. You're very smart and you're very receptive, and you can tell when someone is trying to test you to see if they can catch you slipping, to see if they can catch you at a vulnerable point, so that way, once again, they can get their claws into you and make you feel less than. Because when you're feeling in this way, it makes them feel good about themselves. That is why jealous people try to knock others down and manipulate others, because it makes them feel better about themselves. People see you winning, and instead of taking inspiration from that, they want to get close to you so they can see your flaws, so they can confirm to themselves, oh, okay, she's not really all that. Just like I thought, she's just a fraud. Yeah, she's not that confident. That's what they want to get out of this outcome. So don't let them. You've already moved on from the situation. Your boundaries are on a whole nother level. Your communication is on a whole nother level. That is why they're trying to come back to test you. And the best thing that you can do for yourself is say no. No thanks. Not interested. I do not want any of that. So if you want to text them back, if you want to respond, if you want to have that conversation with them, if you want to keep reaching out to them, that's fine. But remember who you are now. Don't let them get you out of character and take you back to that old place where they were the ones having all this power over you and being able to determine whether or not you felt validated or confident. Bring all this new energy into every relationship, not just the new relationships, but also the old ones. But I'm telling you, they do not even qualify to be in your life now. They barely got a chance before. The only reason they were able to get access to you before is because you didn't know who you were. You didn't realize that you were that person yet. The way that you have to approach your relationships is when you give someone a chance and they don't take it, listen the first time. Don't give them a chance to come back once you go out and accomplish a few things and they see you winning and now they want to come back into your life, because they're going to see you as the person that they originally met. So even if you've changed, they still see you as that person who maybe is more insecure and doesn't know their worth. So make sure that you bring that energy forth into your relationships, because that is what protects you. When you respond to them from this energy and you don't go back to the old self, they're going to quickly realize that they can't test you. They can't bring you back to that level. I've had so many people from my past try to come back in to my life and reach out to me and try to basically have the same relationship that we had before, and I'm just not receptive to it. I may respond, I may have conversation, I may just be polite and say, hello, how are you? I'm doing good, great. Have a normal conversation, right? But once they try to take it back to where it was, I'm just not receptive to it. And once that clicks for them, they ghost. They remove themselves from my life because they're not interested in me as a human being. They're interested in the validation that they got from me before. And so that is why they don't care to get to know this new version of me. They don't care to reestablish the relationship and figure out what the new dynamic is going to be. They don't want that because they were never interested in me. They were interested in what I had to offer them and how I would make them feel by how I lowered myself for them. Especially when you're beautiful, when you're successful, when you have things going for you, when you keep a positive mindset, maybe you've had a rough life, but you're able to take that and turn that into something positive. People are going to constantly be coming into your life to want to take that away from you and want to like take you off your pedestal and knock you down, and because they don't understand how you could go through all the things that you go through and still be so positive and still keep succeeding, because the slightest little thing in their life completely knocks them down to the point where they become resentful and they become so negative towards other people. So remember to keep your energy firm, stand on your self-worth, stand on those boundaries. Trust me, you have absolutely nothing to lose, because real, genuine people are interested in you as the person that you are. They're not interested in you because you're a people pleaser or because you validate them or because you lower yourself for them. That is not a genuine relationship.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.